Welcome to Living Life in the Anne, for the woman who is set on getting everything she effing deserves. I am your host, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes, your best life transformation strategist. I help women to get everything they desire and deserve in life by equipping them with powerful strategies for immediate implementation to achieve fulfillment. Because life is too long to live unfulfilled. It's time. Girl, it's time. It's time for you to get everything you desire and deserve. It's time for you to live your life on purpose and to live a life of fulfillment, meaning, and joy. It's time. It's time for you to walk boldly in the power of your decisions. Because girl, if you're going to be in this world, you need to be fulfilled in this life. Life is too long to live unfulfilled. Join me for another episode of Living Life in the End, where you learn how to achieve fulfillment and commit to completing all the desires of your heart. Hey, it's your girl, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes, and it is time for Musing from the Mind of Dr. S.D.B., where I share poignant thoughts to help you live your life in the end. Girl, I've got something on my mind. You know, when you discover that the light at the end of the tunnel is really a train about to run you over, you are faced with two choices. You can stand on the tracks and get run over, or you can jump off. And you know what? I hope that you always choose to jump. Jump into your disruptive elevation. You may be wondering, what is disruptive elevation? Well, you know, your girl's gonna tell you. Disruptive elevation is simply when life doesn't always go as planned, but it goes exactly as it should. And you know, in life, you face many D's, digressions, diversions, disaster. And you know, whether they derail you or not depends on how you choose to respond. You know, what do they say about the best laid plans, you know? And many times we have the best laid plans and we expect them to be static, meaning they're going to go exactly the way we have them laid out. But I have found that the best life is created when you enable yourself to move with what life throws at you so that you can keep your train, so to speak, on track. Don't get so committed to some plan to the detriment of your outcome. What do I mean by that? What I'm saying is, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And we get fixated on skinning the cat one way. And at the end of the day, that cat keep their skin on. And, you know, that's such a crazy saying anyway. You know, why are we trying to skin cats? But anyway, lest I digress. You know, we have to recognize that if we want to have the highest and best version of ourselves, when changes happen, we got to change and move with it. We have to be deliberate. We have to be decisive. But most of all, we have to be flexible and adapt and evolve beyond the challenge. You know, sometimes that train may be coming at you and there is nowhere to jump. Well, just dig a trench, create a passageway. Shoot, girl, jump on that train and ride it. You know, don't get so frustrated and think that, you know, my life didn't turn out the way I planned it. This didn't happen the way I thought it would. This is not what I thought this was going to be. Whenever those things happen, embrace the power of realizing that things will always work out as they should. Now, y'all know I've told you a lot of times about, you know, how my life was basically, you know, not going the way I planned it. And at one point in my life, I thought I was a mixture between Job and Lemony Snicket. I literally had dubbed a season of my life as my Job season. I took on that persona. I took on this thought that nothing was going right for me. So that must have meant I was just doomed. I was just Job sitting around and waiting on God to finally get through messing with me. I really thought God was messing with me. But what I had to embrace was that these disruptions weren't meant to derail me. They were truly sent to elevate me. There is power in recognizing that a disruption, it's just that. It's a disruption. And disruptions by design are unsettling. Who wants to be disrupted? But a disruption can be something great. Now, by definition, it's a disturbance or problem that interrupts an activity, event, or process. We ain't trying to be interrupted. Nobody wants our greatness to be interrupted. Interruptions are annoying. But you know what the truth is about interruptions? They are a pause in the moment for us to change direction. Sometimes the interruptions you face, that we all face, are just an opportunity to be reminded of how great you are. But you know, sometimes the world can beat it out of you. You get bombarded by stressors, by bad things happening, however you define that. You know, we get bombarded by these D's: disappointment, discouragement, disrespect, directional dysfunction, meaning it just ain't going the way you planned it. And even though these D's may seem dismal, they're just things, occurrences, circumstances, time that passes but does not define your life, unless you give them the power to do so. So don't. Many times in life, as I eloquently said, you got to look for the fertilizer in the bullshit. Because many times we will step in, get thrown at us, walk through bullshit. And I don't believe that anything in our life happens by chance. Everything happens for a reason, even those things that we wish did not. Even the bullshit you'd rather not deal with. I believe that if you look for the fertilizer in the bullshit, you will always be able to see the good that comes in a package called bad. Now, I know sometimes when I look for fertilizer in bullshit, I get myself in trouble because I don't do so with discernment. Some folks really are bad. They just bad. Some situations really are bad. But how you deal with them, the lessons you learn from them, is where the goodness lies. You know, I always talk about, you know, the wisdom that I have learned through this process of writing. Y'all know that I'm a writer. I'm a writer who moonlights as a corporate attorney, and I write to heal my soul. And when I was writing my book, Deciding on Joy, which was the story of me deciding on joy, aptly named, after I separated from my ex-husband. And it looks at the 30 days immediately after our separation, where I decided that even though that was not going as I planned, I was going to be joyful. I initially wrote in my journal about the feelings I was experiencing in those 30 days. And when I went back to look over it, I saw the journey, I saw the progression. And, you know, since I'm a writer, I wrote a book. But I was writing this book with my good friend and editor, Dr. Tamara Pizzoli. And she shared a great piece of wisdom that has really helped me to understand that even when we face adversity, we are still moving forward. And actually, this was a saying that she got from her friend, Don. And I forgot Don's name, but anyway, she shared it with me. But here's the wisdom. Adversity is the guard to success. When you begin to face adversity, it is not a sign that you should give up. In fact, it is often an indicator that something big is about to emerge. And so, when you face it, don't be discouraged. Instead, be encouraged and decide that you're going to keep moving because the energy is moving in your favor. And if you do fall, and I'll say when you do fall, but I don't say that in a pessimistic way, just to recognize that, hell, we fall down sometimes. But when you fall, get up from your fall and be glorious. Be glorious. Because that moment, that disruption, when your life is interrupted by adversity heralding the onslaught of your success, that is the moment that is your opportunity for elevation. It is your chance to be transformed. So, take a moment to reflect. Reflect on what's good. Reflect on what is good that can become great. And you truly must focus on the good, because I'm telling you, when you focus on the bad, that is all you'll see. Because in that season where I had determined that it was my season of Job, my Job season, all that I saw were all the things that were going wrong in my life. And it wasn't until I opened my eyes to see that in the midst of all of this adversity, great success was emerging. So you have to look for the beauty in the mess that is your life sometimes. Regardless of what disruptions you may face, you always have the power of creation in your hands, and it starts in your mind. So open your eyes. Open your eyes, see the present, and don't be fooled into thinking that what is all that will be. Close your eyes and envision you on the other side, the vision of how great things will be. There is so much that I could talk about on this topic of disruptive elevation. I could write a book. And you know what? I did write a book. So I invite you to read my newest book, Disruptive Elevation, When Life Does Not Go as Planned, but Goes Exactly as It Should. Now, just want to tell you, this book is vodka. It ain't no tea. But it is something that can encourage you and fuel your journey from disruption to elevation. So I make it easy for you. You can go to disruptiveelevation.com, or it can be found on Amazon. And I hope that as you read each page, you are encouraged to view the disruptions in your life as an opportunity for elevation. So, when you see that train coming at you at the end of that tunnel, remember, you have two choices. You can either jump or let it run smack over you. And your life is too beautiful for you to let anything run smack over you. So jump. Jump from disruption into the elevation, into the highest and best version of yourself. Disruptive elevation, when life doesn't go as planned, but goes exactly as it should. Well, that's all I have to say about that. Thank you. Thank you for joining me for another Musing from the Mind of Dr. SDB, where I share poignant thoughts that help you live your life in the end. I hope you learned something. I hope you felt something. But most of all, girl, I hope you do something. Fulfillment won't happen because you desire it. It will happen because you decide to go get it. Hey, this is your girl, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Living Life in the End for the woman who is set on getting everything she effing deserves. I hope you learned something, felt something, but most of all, girl, I hope you are ready to do something. Please be sure to let me know what you got out of this episode. Please subscribe so that you don't miss out on another great conversation. And of course, I'd love it if you would give us a rating and review and let me know how you are living life in the end. Because remember, life is too long to live unfulfilled. Your life is the product of your choices. Choose to commit to bringing the desires of your heart to completion. Let's get everything we deserve. Girl, let's get it.